You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
How things are going. Now we take a switch across the state into Tampa, and Dakota Wilson, as he does from time to time, joins us. Dakota, thanks so much for taking the time.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Blue.
Anytime. You got an opportunity now to see some of these kids come out during spring, local kids. I saw a few pictures the other day where some of the kids from Bradenton came down. You take a look at where Coach is in his building of this program. Yeah, there's a couple of spaces that he's got to fill, quarterback and a few others. But it looks like the general interest, Dakota, from the recruits has been pretty good.
Yeah, it really has this cycle, and I think the interest is just going to keep getting better with the success that USF has had the last few seasons, and just the relationships that the staff has been able to build with these kids. And a lot of them, the staff really makes them feel at home and like they're part of the family. So it's going to be really good for them going forward.
A lot of local kids in the Tampa area get plugged into positions there, and that gives those local guys more of an opportunity thinking, hey, you know, I know him, I played against him, I could do the same thing. And then pretty soon you have a lot of these kids starting to filtering, and I saw a couple of schools. I know that Wharton and a few other of the programs have sent kids there. I mean, that's got to be refreshing, because over the last couple of years, that hasn't happened like that. Prior to this, you weren't getting those core kids. They were going maybe up to Tallahassee or go to Gainesville or anywhere else, but even to Orlando in a few cases. But now it seems where Coach Strong has that whole area up the Nature Coast right down through Sarasota, he seems like he's locking that down a little bit.
Yeah, he has. He's really been able to build on the momentum that Coach Taggart was able to build here, and he's just been able to go forward and lock these guys down and just compete with some of the top coaches in the country for some of the best talent in the state.
Also, the emergence of some pretty good guys at USF, like I said, this spring has been one, and I've been following all your reports and the way I followed your Winkie report. He was doing his pro day. He looked like he threw the ball pretty well. I was watching. I mean, you interviewed him after. I listened to the interview with Quentin after. He's realistic, but he's got a shot, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. And tons of coaches and scouts were pulling him aside during the pro day. I know the Bengals talked to him a lot. They sent three guys down to USF's pro day, including, I believe, their running backs coach. And a lot of teams took interest in Quentin, including, I think, the 49ers, the Bengals, and then the rest of my mind. But I know.
No, that's all right. But I saw your interview with him, and he seemed pretty upbeat about his performance. But that also, I mean, when you have, and I've seen this, Dakota, in the past, where you have kids who are in the spotlight in those pro days get an opportunity. You see a lot of those kids watching. A lot of the younger kids are watching and figure that one day they have a chance to go through that. Recruiting, have they had a lot? Did they have a lot of kids come on for scrimmages in college and high school coaches come to Tampa for some scrimmages? Because I know that's important too, and we were talking about that earlier tonight. Getting an opportunity to travel around during spring football gets to see the entire football program in motion, plus you get to see the campus full like it's going to be in September. Talk about that advantage of getting kids on campus now.
Yeah, because you get to build relationships with the coaches earlier when you have kids. They have had a lot of kids at the scrimmages. They had some kids, like you said, from Bradenton. They've had local kids from Valrico and Bloomingdale High School, and even kids from Countryside too. They've had a ton of prospects there, and it's just good for them to build these relationships with these recruits before the summer starts coming, and a lot of these guys start getting these so-called bigger offers, so they can really drive on the relationship aspect of the recruitment.
And obviously, you know, with spring football coming up for the high schools, this is a huge time, too, because now USF's going to disperse guys throughout the month of April, at the end of April into May. And I'm sure they're going to hit it hard. You know, I mean, and certainly if they've done a nice job for 19, they're going to set the table with the 20 and 21 kids. That's exciting, too, to see, because we see them in South Florida. No matter where I go, USF's very visible, and they have to be, because every other school, you know, in Florida is going to do the same thing. Have you heard positive things about how they've hit the state?
Yeah, I think when I assisted with Kurt, it was really smooth. You always hear positives about his recruiting. Just, he's a really easy guy to approach, and a lot of the coaches and the parents and the recruits, they just really get along with him. He's a really wholesome guy. And in just a lot of the coaches on the staff already have such deep roots in Florida. So just Coach Cogdale, I know they absolutely tear it, and Blue Adams, they absolutely tear it up down by you guys.
Right.
And they're in there for guys at all times.
And obviously these guys now with USF being in the spotlight, and Juan brought up a great scenario of last Black Friday game between USF and UCF, which showcased some pretty good talent in that game. And that gave the entire nation a chance to see those two programs. Talk about that too. And if there's, you know, if there was any residual or maybe there will be residual in the spring.
Oh yeah, I definitely think so. That game got voted by multiple outlets as the number one college game of the season. I think it propelled the war on I-4 into one of the better rivalries in college football, just for the sheer entertainment factor of that game. And I definitely think it got kids thinking. I think it was the highest rated game of the regular season. Definitely got those two schools on a lot of kids' minds.
Good stuff. Dakota, thanks so much for checking in with us. Appreciate it always. The keen insight. We'll keep watching your stuff. You do some great stuff.
Thank you, Blair. Thanks for having me on.
Anytime. Dakota Wilson, Bulls 247, USF. And when you take a look at some of the things that he puts out, it was really interesting. If you look him up, you follow him at Dakota Wilson on Twitter, and if you go over there and you'll see the interview with Quentin Flowers, it was really good, and he talked about, you know, what the coaches said to him and things like that. It's always insight that you can't get anywhere else.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.